In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention. I've been going through several different verses and the times that I've had with you in Psalm 119. And I want to draw your attention to a verse of Scripture that is, I think, one of the most important prayer requests that a Christian could make of the Lord. It's found in verse 36. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies and not to covetousness. There are two different directions here. One is toward covetousness and the other one is toward the Lord. Incline, as it says, my heart unto thy testimonies or thy word. Two different ways. Lord, I need your help. Do you find yourself crying out that prayer on a regular basis? I find myself doing that. Lord, help me not to be misdirected. Help me not to be inclined toward the things of this world. Help me, Lord, to be inclined to your truth. Help me to be inclined to your way. You know, the word inclined is an interesting word. It means to be bent toward. Have you ever watched plants? We cleared out a bunch of trees in our backyard, and we cleaned out a bunch of brush that had grown up among our blueberries. And it's interesting to watch how our blueberry bushes are growing now. They're growing toward the sun. I got shade on one side, and the trees are all bent over toward the open section that has the sun. They're inclined to the light. They bend that way. Nobody told them to do that. They need the light, and so they're inclined to go toward the light. Have you ever watched a sunflower? When we grew up, Dad always had a bunch of volunteer sunflowers that grew up in our garden. And you could watch them move throughout the day. You ever watch the sunflower? They'll be facing toward the sun, and then you'll see them turn, and they follow the sun, and then when it starts to go down, it turns, and it's facing that way. That is a beautiful and simplistic picture of the Christian. We're to be inclined unto his testimonies. Lord, make us sunflowers. Amen. That just keep our heads toward the light. To understand and know the testimonies of his word and not be inclined, as it says here, to covetousness. Wanting something else. That's all covetousness is. It's wanting something else I don't have. We need to want the Lord Jesus Christ, and we need to follow after Him. And so I encourage you to be a sunflower today and to incline your heart to the testimonies of God's Word.